blessed evening to everyone, and thank you for coming this evening. It's a blessing to be here with you as we study this important topic of the Theotokia. This evening, tonight we're talking, God willing, by the grace of God, about the second part of the Saturday Theotokia. Last week, Deacon Ahab Mintieri spoke to us about the first part, and we'll continue tonight with the second part. But before we talk, we just want to say quickly that the Coptic Church has many treasures. One of the treasures of the Coptic Church is its psalmody, the praise, as it's called, Tasbiha in Arabic. And that's, of course, where we're taking the Theotokias. There's another treasure of the Coptic Church in recent times, which is an app called Coptic Reader. And in the Coptic Reader app, if you go under praise, Vesper praise, or midnight praise, you will find the Theotokia. So that's one of my favorite apps. So back to the treasure of the midnight praise or the Vespers praise, where we find the Theotokias. So, of course, we are now Saturday. The Saturday Theotokia is chanted two times. It's chanted Friday night, so Friday night in the midnight praise, you would have the Saturday Theotokias, or right before Vespers in the Vesper praise of Saturday afternoon. If you're okay, we're going to just chant a small part to get us started. So tonight's topic is the second part, so we're going to do the introduction to it, and then we're going to do the first two parts. So please sing with me, because I don't have the best singing voice, so help encourage. And whenever we sing, let us say tenderly, our Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy upon our souls. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto the ages of the ages. Amen. O chaste and undefiled, holy in everything, who brought God to us, carried in her arms, the whole creation rejoices with you, proclaiming and saying, hail to you, O full of grace, the Lord is with you. Hail to you, O full of grace. Hail to you who have found grace. Hail to you who have given birth to Christ. The Lord is with you. We praise your greatness, O the wise virgin, and send unto you greetings with Gabriel the angel. For through your fruit salvation came to our race, and God has reconciled with us once again through his goodness. Hail to you, O full of grace. To you who have found grace, hail to you who have given birth to Christ, the Lord is with you. Now you are all experts in the psalmody. Okay, so let's take these verses real quick, and we'll see, for example, what the early church fathers had to say. We praise your greatness. Does anyone think St. Mary's great? Yes, thank you for the one brave person who agrees. Of course, St. Mary is the greatest of all saints. We said we have a treasure in the Coptic Church called the psalmody. We also have a treasure that's called the Ishbeya. And if you don't use the Ishbeya regularly, that I highly recommend you get to know this other treasure of the church. In the Ishbeya morning prayer, we say to St. Mary, you are the honored mother of light. From the risings of the sun to its settings, praises are offered to you, O Theotokos, the second heaven. For you are the bright and unchanging flower and the ever-virgin mother. For the Father chose you, and the Holy Spirit overshadowed you, and the Son condescended and took flesh from you. Therefore ask him to give salvation to the world which he created, and to deliver it from all tribulations. Let us praise him anew, praise and bless him now and ever and unto the ages of the ages. Amen. We started this part focusing on the Mother of God, and we ended focusing on praising the Lord, because of course when we praise the saints of the Lord, we are praising the Lord himself. But look how great Saint Mary is. The Holy Trinity, the Father chose you, the Son took flesh from you, the Holy Spirit overshadowed you. All three persons of the Trinity are speaking about Saint Mary. How great is our mother, Saint Mary? So we all agreed that Saint Mary is great. Is Saint Mary able to handle praise? We're going to come back to this important question. And is she worthy of praise? Of course, we always say whenever we want to praise any of the saints, we start by praising Saint Mary by saying, worthy, worthy, worthy is Saint Mary. Or in Coptic, Akseia, 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 Ti Ageia Maria, Ti Parthenos. Now, is she able to handle the praise? Because not all of us can handle the praise. It's actually more important to be able to handle the praise properly than you're able to handle, for example, criticism or insults. So which of these can hurt us? Criticism, insults, or compliments or praise? So I stole something from Father Marcus's sermon last Sunday. So if you were here or heard, which of these can hurt? Insults or praise? So of course insults hurt. There's no question about it. That's not to say all criticism should be rejected. Criticism is not the same as insults. We all need criticism, but criticism, positive criticism in the form of guidance, we for example need to guide our children, not to criticize them, but to admonish and to direct them. But in the case where it's an insult intended to harm, we say to the Lord, Lord, you said the Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace. We leave it to the Lord, as the verse says in Exodus 14:14. Easy to remember. Now, praise can lead to the sin of pride and can really harm us if we're not grounded and humble. But the great ones, St. Mary and all the great saints, redirect the praise, redirect the glory back to God. There's a nice sign that's in the new building in the Sunday school rooms that has kind of guidelines to keeping things orderly. And one of the things it says is, if it's not yours, don't take it. And so it applies here as well. The glory is not mine. I shouldn't take it. I'm actually stealing from God's glory if I tried to keep the glory to myself. I should redirect the glory back to God. Let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and what? Not glorify you, but glorify your Father in heaven. It's said about Pope Carolus VI that after his departure, they found that he had kept messages. What kind of messages did he keep? He had kept messages and critiques from those who insulted, slandered, and defamed him, while he intentionally discarded and failed to keep any fragments containing praise, because His Holiness knew the danger of praise and wanted to keep himself grounded. So that's just a side point. Saint Mary is great. Saint Mary ought to be praised. And St. Mary can handle the praise because she's grounded in humility. St. Mary is great on a number of dimensions, and we're going to come back to this, and there's a small quiz at the end, so please stay with me. So St. Mary is great in her faith, of course, in her purity, in her service to others and to all of us to this day, in her humility, in her submission to God's will, in her quiet wisdom and endurance. We never hear St. Mary making a lot of noise. She said very few words, as is recorded, I believe, 7 times in the entire Gospels. She's great in her intercession. We always start Hiten Nebrezveya Te Titeotokos Tuwa Maria through the intercessions of the Theotokos Saint Mary, because her intercessions are powerful. She's a capable and loving mother to us all. We praise your greatness. We praise your greatness, O the wise virgin, and send you greetings with Gabriel the angel. And we say, for through your fruit, salvation came to our race, and God has reconciled us once again through his goodness. Second century Saint Irenaeus says something very beautiful. He says, the knot of Eve's disobedience, when Eve disobeyed God and Adam, is like caused the knot that caused the problem, was untied by Mary's obedience. What Eve bound through unbelief, the Virgin Mary set free through faith. In other words, Mary's yes reversed Eve's no. In Christ and Mary, we could say, history has been rewritten. In fact, we restart the calendar. We have a point in time where we say before Christ and AD with the coming of the Lord, born of the Virgin St. Mary's. We send you greetings with Gabriel the angel. How wonderful it is for us to be allowed to partake in the praise with the angels. We are called to join the ranks of the angels. And Gabriel's not just like a minor angel. He's one of the seven archangels. But when you pray to the Lord says to his angels, just wait a minute, one of my children wants to say something. That's how greatly honored you are when you speak to the Lord. Hail to you, O full of grace. Hail to you who have found grace. Hail to you who have given birth to Christ. The Lord is with you. Hail to you who have found grace. You find something when you are seeking it. You find something when you are making an effort to attain it. So St. Mary didn't just become who St. Mary is. She made an effort likewise. We all are called. Now back to prayer. It bridges us with the heavenly, the earthly church with the heavenly church, the struggling church with the victorious church, the ranks of us here who are waiting to be there, and those who have preceded us. We're not alone in our struggles. We have a choir of angels and saints with us on a day-to-day basis. Let's talk about the concept of salvation. We say, for through your fruit, salvation come to us. The fruit of, first of all, this icon, does anyone know which saint is in this icon? If you see, there's a pillar to the side of the saint. So this is Saint Cyril, the pillar of faith. And this is a beautiful icon that shows him carrying the icon of the Virgin Mary, the Mother of God and Christ. Because as you probably know, he defended calling Saint Mary the Mother of God, the Theotokos. So Christ is the fruit of Saint Mary, affirming him or affirming Saint Mary as the Theotokos. Christ didn't just pass through Mary, Pope St. Cyril tells us, didn't pass through her just like water through a pipe. He took flesh from her very substance. So her fruit, our Lord Jesus Christ, is genuinely human and genuinely divine, perfectly human and perfectly divine, making our salvation possible. I say perfectly human, so resembling us, as you know, in everything, as a perfect human being, mind, body, soul, spirit, humanly, and perfectly divine. Now, when we say perfectly human, he resembles us in everything except for sin alone. He did not sin, nor did he inherit the original sin. And St. Cyril teaches us that if Christ did not assume our human nature from St. Mary, our human nature could not have been saved. So for through your fruit, salvation has come to our race. And reconciliation. Both salvation and reconciliation is out of God's goodness alone. Humanity was not able to bridge the gap that's caused by our sin. God alone had to save us. And God initiated this rescue mission out of his selfless, unconditional, endless love and pure goodness. He didn't need us. You have no need of my servitude. It is I who have need of your goodness, as the fathers pray in the Gregorian liturgy. God saved us not because we deserve it or are worthy or have earned it. There's no entitlement. He saved us out of grace. Out of grace we have been saved. So back to St. Mary, we say to St. Mary, we praise your greatness, O the wise virgin, and send unto you greetings with Gabriel the angel. I think you agree St. Mary is truly great. St. Mary is worthy of the praise. St. Mary can handle the praise. But why is St. Mary so great? There's a small pamphlet that our sisters in the Western U.S. parish under the auspices of His Eminence Metropolitan Serapion have put together, which is an amazing resource during St. Mary's fast. And it talks about the Virgin Mary's virtues. So I'm going to steal some of that content and share with you today. But I'll ask you to pay attention because we're going to go through a few of the virtues. And I'm going to read a meditation. And if you can, as I'm reading, if you can home in on what virtue we're talking about, let's see if we can dig deeper into the greatness of our mother, the Virgin St. Mary. Okay, here we go. I'll read it because it might not be clear on the screen. St. Mary did not boast in her favor, but bowed low in obedience. She called herself the maid servant of the Lord, not a queen or a prophetess, not a chosen one, though she was all of these in truth. In the face of the Archangel Gabriel's stunning message, she didn't speak of her worth, but of God's will. What virtue are we talking about? Humility, excellent. True greatness begins in lowliness. Humility, by the way, humility is not hating myself. Humility is not self-hatred. Humility is not shrinking away. Humility is seeing ourselves clearly in the light of God's greatness. The Theotokos knew her place, not beneath his gaze, but inside his plan. She teaches us that to be used by God, we must first bow before him in humility and gratitude. Saint Isaac the Syrian, Maris HaEsirien, says, humility is the mother of all virgins. What? Virtues. Why? Because without humility, a proud heart, God cannot work. The Holy Spirit cannot work with a heart that shuts God out. Behold the maidservant of the Lord, St. Mary says, in humility. Now, I think we all need to also be spiritually greedy, and it's not fine to say, yes, how great is St. Mary's humility, but I desire to have a humble heart as well. We praise your humility, but we also seek it. So a small prayer, maybe you could quietly pray as well. Lord, teach me to bow before you like St. Mary. Empty me of pride and fill me with your grace. Grant me a willing heart to serve unseen, unpraised, so that you may be glorified in all I do. So that's a small prayer asking for humility. We praise your humility, St. Mary, and we ask you to help us have a humble heart. And there's some application as well, because when you pray for something, you also need to make an effort to attain it. Like I don't say, Lord, make me an amazing soccer player, but I don't even know the rules how to play soccer, or I don't stretch or practice. So what are you asking for something when you're not making effort? So, for example, an application, choose to serve without seeking credit. Ask someone how you could help and really listen. Or when complimented, redirect the glory to where it belongs, to God. That's one. Can we do some more? Are you tired? Okay, so, all right. So let's again read together, and let's see if we can tell which virtue we're talking about. St. Mary believed in the seemingly impossible. She received the word of the Lord not with skepticism or fear, but with trust. She trusted that even though she had no idea how God's plan was going to work, it was going to work. A virgin birth, a child who would be a king, a promise echoing centuries of previous silence, and yet she believed. So what are we talking about? Her faith. Faith does not require full understanding. Faith does not require full understanding. It requires full surrender. The Mother of God shows that believing isn't about having all the answers, but about trusting the one who has all the answers. Her faith, by the way, was not passive. It was active, courageous. And because she believed, she became the first to carry Christ. While no one else has ever and will ever have this exact blessing, when we believe in God's perfect plan, He will give birth to blessings we thought were impossible. St. Augustine says, faith is to believe what you do not see. The reward of faith is to see what you believe. Faith is to believe what you do not see, and the reward of faith, St. Augustine says, is to see what you believe. Blessed is she who believed. Now again, we also want this faith. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Give me the faith of your mother, St. Mary, unmoving and absolute. Teach me to trust you when I cannot trace you. Let my heart say yes before my mind sees how. Sometimes my mind is the obstacle. Yes, you have wonderful, brilliant minds, but let them be subject or under the Lord's will. Applications, for example, say yes to something God is asking. You know God is asking you, even if you don't feel yet qualified. He will qualify you. Write down a promise. The scripture is full of God's promises. Write a promise and choose to live it, believing it's true. And try to replace where we have so many worries, worry about children, worry about the future, where do I have enough money. Replace the worry with worship when uncertainty arises. Let's do some more. St. Mary did not wait to accept Jesus until it was convenient for her. She simply responded, let it be to me according to your word. What are we talking about? Obedience. Obedience must come not after we see how God's plan is going to play out, but before. To obey is not to show weakness, but to show or to have worship. My iPad is not obeying. Okay? St. Mary models this quiet, confident obedience that trusts the voice of God more than the voice of the world. Obedience is not about blind compliance. We're not machines. We're not robots. It's about loving God more than our own understanding. It means choosing His way over our own way, even when His way feels unclear, inconvenient, or costly. Like Abraham, when he was told to leave his land, his father's land, and go to a place I will show you. He didn't say, where, Lord? I need to put it in my Google map. I need to know where you're taking me. He obeyed the Lord. This amazing Saint Synclitica of Alexandria, one of the church mothers, says, the soul that is quick to listen and quick to obey becomes a throne of peace where God Himself delights to dwell. Let it be to me according to your word. Lord, I want to trust you like your mother did. Give me a heart that says yes before it knows the outcome. Help me to obey, not to earn your love, but in confidence, trust that I already have it. Let my obedience become worship and my surrender a song to you. So we can try and be obedient to the Lord quickly in small things. Ask yourself, is there an area in my life where I've been waiting for clarity instead of starting and obeying and taking the first step? Choose to say yes to God before asking how. Okay, another reflection. Okay, this one's easy because the first sentence gives it away. There's a sacred strength in silence. While others may have rushed to tell the story, to analyze, to announce, St. Mary stayed quiet. She held the mystery close. Instead of presenting, she pondered. Silence is not emptiness. It's a space for God to speak. In St. Mary, we see a woman who didn't need to prove herself. Too often, we equate wisdom with words. However, the spiritual life matures in quiet places. And the Lord speaks in the silence. The ever-virgin silence wasn't passive. It was powerful. She listened more than she spoke, observed more than she reacted, and trusted more than she explained. In a world addicted to noise and visibility, St. Mary invites us to be hidden, quiet, and yet full of God. And Mother Teresa says, we need to find God, and he cannot be found in noise and restlessness. God is the friend of silence. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Lord, still my soul. Quiet the noise within and around me. Teach me to listen to your voice like St. Mary, not with anxious thoughts, but with open, pondering faith and a heart resting in your presence. And I could try to have at least 5 or 10 minutes a day to sit quietly, my quiet time with the Lord. Don't rush through things. Turn off the background noise. Put something on silent, not just even vibrate mode, while you can focus with the Lord. One more reflection and then we'll stop. Again, when we think of purity, there's a list of don'ts that typically go through our mind. Don't do this, don't do that, don't do this. But St. Mary reveals something deeper. Purity is not just about what we abstain from or what we stop from or what we avoid, but what we make room for. In a literal sense, her womb became the dwelling place of the Most High. That's why we call her the second heaven, where God dwells. But before her body ever held Christ, her heart was already his. The Mother of God's purity came from being completely set apart, fully consecrated to God in every thought, word, and desire. Purity means being so centered in God that nothing else can take root. St. John Chrysostom says, a pure heart is one that is free from all attachments save that of God, only attached to God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And we pray, Lord, create in me a clean heart. Make me a vessel of you, not of anything else. Let my mind, my eyes, and my desires reflect you. Take root in me so that nothing else can. May I, like the Theotokos, be a heart you are pleased to dwell in. We praise your purity, O the wise virgin. Set boundaries not out of fear, but to protect God's temple. You are the temple of God, and his Holy Spirit dwells in you. And ask yourself about any thought or any habit or anything or any relationship. Is this bringing me closer to God? Is this keeping Christ in my life? Or is this against the presence of the Lord? Keep yourself holy to the Lord. If you like these meditations, there's a QR code on the screen. These are all taken, like I said, from this pamphlet. It's available to download. It's called The Heart of Mary. And we took 5 of Mother Mary's virtues, but it's a devotional that has one virtue for every day of the fast. So it goes through 14. St. Mary has more than 14 virtues, but I thoroughly enjoyed going through them, and I hope you do as well. With that, we bid you good night. Glory be to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
You thank for your Father who art in heaven. Ειρήνη πάση Υιό της Ευρωπαϊκής Φάρμας Υιόπτων Λαλουχίδου Κρήματος Λεύ Αλληλαχ Αδί Κτάκ Λουμπατώτ Κοτέρα Μκαμπλα Λαμ Κολεσαν Μαχιέ Αδί Νεφακα Φιόγη Τελεμίδα Κοντήσινου Σουλάτα Αλκαράν Ρησίου Δόγρη Σπίριτου Σένζιου Ρημετάρ Δημετήτου Δημετήτου Σουκτήρι Τέν Σελβίρι Τέν Νεβόλς Του Μιάς Κανδερ Τρίτου Γκοντνεσέλ Οβερ Μανκάιτ For your servants and my weakness to those who bow their heads before your holy glory. Dispense unto us your mercy and loose every bond of our sins. If we have committed anything against you knowingly or unknowingly, with longer short and deed and word from faint heartedness, though Master who knows the weakness of many of the good and son of one, grant us the forgiveness of our sins, bless us, Purify us, make us absolved, and all your people absolved. Fill us with the defense and surrender to all your goodwill. For you are our God, the glory, the honor, the dominion, the adoration, and you too, good old Father, the Holy Spirit, the life giver, who is of an essence with you now, until times and until the end of all ages. Amen. Mobi Christos Penuti Urundetirini Moinan and Tikirini Simnan Tikirini Kan over any volley. J talk that he gone be owned and be Esmon and be a Mahansha in Yamin, make us worthy to pray to you thankfully, our Father, heart in heaven. Now may love of God the Father and the grace of His only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Whoever wants to leave, let him leave in peace. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen. The midnight praise is now.